It's time for Tonia's Kitchen, taking you around the world of food and wine. Here is Tonia King.
Thanks for tuning in. Today we're talking about turkey with Chef Billy.
Brine your turkey, and I always say practice with an oven stuffer roaster maybe this weekend or the weekend before.
Yes.
Practice so you're not, you're not afraid of putting a whole turkey into liquid overnight.
You know, it really makes a huge difference for how moist that turkey comes out.
Exactly. And another thing, one other little secret, and I tell this to everybody, don't take the turkey out of the oven and leave it on top of the stove and let it sit there for a few hours when the oven is still on and you're cooking everything else, because the turkey just continues to cook on top of the stove. Put it off to the side so it can cool down a little bit. And when you go to cut it, you'll have better results as well. I think people overcook their turkey right on top of the stove.
Well, that's a very good point. Now, let's talk about some of the things you might add in a brine mixture to spice it up. What do you think?
Well, I love the maple brine.
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of maple, agave nectar. I don't like to go too sweet. What is a brine is a salt and a sugar that creates a wall that keeps the natural juices inside the protein.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a whole technique. But for all your listeners, you need a sugar and a salt. So if you're adding a maple syrup or an agave nectar to your liquid, you don't need sugar.
A lot of people like to add spices, and even I've heard cider.
Yeah, that's an easy one. And a maple syrup apple cider brine would be delicious.
It really would. Yummy.
Get all the details. Visit The Daily Dish at toniaskitchen.com.